Thank you, Commissioner, for submitting to our version of Shoot the Messenger.
That's Westport State Representative Jonathan Steinberg addressing James Redeker, Commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Transportation. While lawmakers peppered Redeker with questions regarding the safety and reliability of Metro North, they also vented about the recent series of incidents at Metro North, including a derailment earlier this month in New York that killed four people and injured dozens. State Senator Andrew Maynard.
Some of us may remember the Lily Tomlin character who was the operator, and her refrain was, "We don't care, we don't have to, we're the phone company." And I get much the same feeling about our predicament with a service provider that doesn't seem to have any pressure on them. That is what concerns me. There's no leverage, and we really need that.
Commissioner Redeker answered questions about how Metro North has improved safety on the rail line, the relationship between Metro North and the state, and the coming potential exodus of retirement-age rail workers at the DOT. Redeker often played both the role of impromptu spokesperson for Metro North while also sharing in the outrage and fear expressed by the committee.
I'd step back a second and just say that while we've been through a sort of a spate of problems at Metro North, it is one of the best railroads in the country by all measures, and they've got issues that they've got to address.
The public hearing comes a day after Metro North issued a report to Governor Malloy on the recent safety, infrastructure, and technological changes the rail service has implemented since this year's derailments. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.